What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human Podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is a solo episode. I hope you liked last week's little guest episode with John. We talked all about relationships and marriage, things we've learned. So if you didn't already listen to that one, definitely go check that one out if you want some relationship advice, singleness advice, dating advice, whatever. That episode is packed with goodness. Today's episode, though, is a solo one, and we are chatting all about how to silence the inner mean girl in your mind. It's all going to be a step-by-step process of how to take thoughts captive and how to really just let those thoughts go so they don't affect you. And this is something I learned almost a week ago. It has been changing the game for me. I have felt so much better in my life, so much more empowered. And I feel like I've been taking offense to less things. I feel like I'm less just weighed down by things. It's great. So I'm going to share that with you. Before we get into the episode topic, though, we always start things off with a little self-check-in. So think of it as like a time to just ground yourself, press pause in your day if it's been busy, and just see how you're doing. So wherever you are, take a deep breath in through your nose, fill up your lungs with all that goodness, all that love into your beautiful body, and then exhale anything out that's not serving you. Just imagine your breath washing your mind clean of all that junk. Let it go. Now I want you to ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Get real with yourself here. Now I want you to take a moment to ask God to show you, when did this feeling start? Just take a moment, maybe press pause on the podcast, and just invite him in to show you the root cause. And if you don't know how to do that, we're gonna get into it in the episode. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, what is one mood booster that I can add into my day? Maybe it's taking yourself on a little outdoor hot girl walk. Been loving those, especially with the warm weather. Or maybe it's listening to the podcast. Or maybe it's calling a friend on the phone. Or just having a little self-care night. Taking a shower, an everything shower, whatever it is, just think about it. Now I want you to take a moment to compliment yourself. Hype yourself up like a best friend. What is something that you love about you? All right, now grab your water and we're going to hydrate our hot bods in 3, 2, 1, cheers. A little hydration breather. Much needed. I am extremely sunburned from being outside today. So you guys, my sunburn, this is a little, just a breather. We're still doing self-check-in, by the way. I have this sunburn and it is so unfortunate. So I went surfing on Saturday, little baby waves, and I was wearing a one piece with like the circle speedo kind of cutout thing. So I got a sunburn. The sun has been so strong here. I wore sunscreen and I still got burnt. And literally, I have a circle on my back, a circle tan line. And then today, I wore a bikini that has a square cutout on my chest. And then I have a red square on the front of my body. So I am covered in shapes right now on my tan lines. It's really funny. And I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, that is just, wow. Good job, Callie. Anyways, love is a little random breather, but I had to tell you guys because that was really funny. So moving into a couple more questions in our self-check-in is I want you to ask yourself, what is something that has been holding me back from truly stepping into my best self lately? Whatever just popped into your mind, there it is. And now I want you to just actively speak out loud and say, I reject blank, whatever this thing was, cannot be in my life. Release it. If you believe in Jesus, say in Jesus' name, you must leave. There is power in the name of Jesus. So much power. Okay, now, final question for you is, what is something fun you can add to your life? Sometimes life can be so serious feeling, but even in the midst of inner healing or work, grind, whatever it is, how can we have fun? Okay, cool. Hang on to these things. You got a little taste test of what's to come in this episode. Updates really fast is I am currently 19 weeks pregnant, and we get to find out the baby's gender on Thursday, God willing. We have our ultrasound and I am so excited. So I am a little nervous, but excited. People keep asking me what I think it is. And honestly, I don't know. And I'm trying to just not even think about it because I don't want to like have expectations or anything because I'll be so happy regardless. I know when the birth comes. So that's been happening. And then also I have been having like, it's so cool. I feel like I'm finally able to feel the baby moving in my stomach. So I thought it was just digestion I was feeling. Kind of feels like little gas bubbles in my stomach, but it's the baby moving. And I am so excited. Like, this baby's moving a lot. So baby is already active, a little active baby. And John took a video of me this morning at this workout class I went to, and I actually look so pregnant. It's like, it's wild, you guys. I feel like just yesterday I was literally not pregnant. Like, it's crazy. This pregnancy, I'm already almost halfway through it, and it's just going very quickly. So I've been trying to soak in the season of that. Also, too, I feel like on the topic of taking thoughts captive, I feel like in this season, I almost feel like I'm in the waiting period. So pregnancy, it's really interesting because, yeah, that's very, I'm like reflecting out loud. It feels like a waiting season because there's like so much unknown coming up and people keep asking me all these questions around having different plans and things. And yeah, they're very valid questions. I should definitely think about them. But it's so interesting because I feel like I'm like, oh my goodness, like there's this whole new season coming up and it's easy to get caught up in worry about the future and the what ifs. And so I'm just trying my best to take those intrusive thoughts captive. And that actually leads me into, I mean, I have a couple more updates, but the whole reason why I learned about this whole technique about how to take your intrusive thoughts captive is because I opened up to this lady at my church last Wednesday. And she asked me, how's the pregnancy been? And I was like, honestly, I feel like there's been so much spiritual warfare and just attack on my mind and all these worries and everything. And like, that is why I learned about this, because she gave me some really good advice for it. But anyways, a couple more updates is John and I went to Home Goods. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I don't think I did. We went to Home Goods for our little date night. We have a date night once a week. Definitely recommend if you are in a relationship. It's a really fun way to just have every week intimate time, quality time with your partner. of just closeness, not even in like a sexual way, but just doing something, going on, we call it date night. We'll go on a little date, go get dinner, go on a hike, go play games in our house, watch a show, whatever it is. So that being said, our date night was going to Home Goods, and this is how I know I'm in my adulting era, is because Home Goods is so much fun. I feel like it's up there with Target. They're so neck and neck, but we got so many fun things for our house. And I just feel like the creativity, interior design ideas are flowing in Home Goods. Like, I found this chair for the nursery. We found a rug where basically our whole house is getting shifted around for the nursery. We're going to combine our office space. And so we got a rug for that. And then we had this whole idea about a home gym. So now we're going to build a home gym in our garage. All these things. So anyways, it was really fun. And I got like a really nice little painting for above our bed finally. So our room looks more finished. But it was so much fun. Definitely a mood booster is going to Home Goods. I don't know if it's good for the wallet at all times, but you know, it's fun. And that was really fun. And then John's family was in town for a couple days, so we've been spending time with them. Hence why I'm scorched today, is because we were at the pool with them before this. But it's just been a really nice little season. I feel like I was really anxious and overwhelmed a couple weeks ago with the work stuff. But honestly, I feel like I'm just kind of cruising along now, which has been really good. Just finding balance between work, life, taking care of myself, relationships, all the things. I'm working on it. And I would love to record an episode too, a little bit on balance. I feel like, let me know if you guys are interested. I can share some things that have been helping me find balance in my life during this season that honestly can feel a little crazy sometimes. But that being said, I want to get into our topic today. So I actually have a virtual Bible study for Healthy Be Human. If you didn't know that, you can join. I will link it below. But in our Bible study this past week, this is what we chatted about. And I'm going to just start off by praying, and then we're going to get into it. All right, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing just this listener to listen to this episode today. I pray you just help them encounter you, hear your voice through this, and really help them take intrusive thoughts captive and just open their spiritual eyes to see and know when a thought is not of you or not them, but from the enemy trying to make their life not so great. I pray all this in your holy name. Amen. All right. Now that the Lord is in this, I'm going to read some scripture over us before we get into this topic. I don't always do this in the episodes, but I feel like it is a necessary thing for today. Okay, so if you have a Bible and you're wanting to pull it up, the scripture we're going to read is Galatians 4, 1-7. My version of the Bible is the New Living Translation, but whatever version you have, feel free to follow along. This is literally what we read in Bible study. So if you're listening to this and you are in our Bible study, you get a little refresher. Okay, think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. There's a lot to unpack here. I think the first thing is in verse 7, God has made you his heir. So we are royalty in Christ. And let's back up a little bit to verse 1, where it's talking about inheritance and how basically explaining that, using the comparison of if a father dies and leaves his inheritance to his young children, until the children reach a certain age, they are not much better off than slaves. even though they have everything their father, they actually own everything their father had, but they have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. So in this case, if the father set the age to be 18 years old, they can't get their inheritance until they're 18 years old. And then moving on to verse 3, he talks about we are like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. So prior to Christ coming and dying on the cross for our sins, we were oppressed. We were slaves. We didn't have authority over the spiritual realm, over things that are dark. And the reason why, it's actually really cool because, I mean, this scripture is so cool, and I encourage you to read it on your own, really sit in it, let the Lord show you things through the scripture. But it's really cool to me because in the Bible studies, I sometimes have a plan for it. Sometimes I honestly just let the Spirit lead. And in this situation, I let the Spirit lead and just was like, literally, what scripture do you want us to cover today? This is a minute before the Bible study started. I asked the Lord this question. Frankly, I hadn't had time to plan the Bible study in the day. And I was like, God, I need something here. Literally put Galatians 4 on my heart. And I was like, okay, cool. I read it briefly and I was like, I have no idea where to go with this, but cool. And then I felt really prompted to share this taking the intrusive thoughts captive. Literally, it goes so hand in hand with the scripture. This scripture sets us up perfectly for what we're about to talk about. Because this scripture is all about how we have this freedom. God sent Jesus into the world to die on our cross for our sins, which allows us to operate and walk in freedom and authority. So often, I know if this is so true to me, is that I was a very disempowered person. A disempowered Christian, frankly. Church did not teach me growing up that we had all of this authority to walk in this world. I didn't realize that oppression, like mental health, let's say a stronghold of having chronic anxiety. I truly believed for a while that that was going to be my forever. I would take anxiety medication. It ran in my family. I literally did not know. I didn't think that it could ever change, right? So that's part of my testimony, is being freed from that. But that being said, like, I just want to empower you that we don't have to accept living life in oppression and darkness, because we are children of the light. We are not called to these things. So let's move into the little technique I was telling you about. And the first thing that I'll tell you, her name, Renee, is her name. Shout out Renee. She's amazing. She is like so cool. Anyways, one of the most confident, empowered women I've ever met in my entire life. So she was telling me that, explaining this to me, explaining intrusive thoughts to me this way. So when God created the world, he spoke words and they created an image, aka this world. They created plants, animals, us, all these different things, right? She was explaining to me that words create images. And so an image comes to mind when we think about things. Think of the word banana. What popped into your mind? Probably a banana. Okay, and as we get more descriptive and detailed, banana next, and a banana hanging off a tree next to the ocean. You probably had something pop into your mind as I said those words. Words paint images. And so she explained to me that when the enemy comes into our minds and he speaks things that are full of fear, anxiety, worry, depression, anything that tears us down, think of it, anything that is heavy and dark, anything negative, causes negative feelings, that's from the enemy. And those words oftentimes paint visual images in our minds. So a fear-based one, for example, that I experienced the other day was doing the ultrasound, and the doctor's saying like something's wrong with your baby. That painted a picture in my mind. And I, because so this image in the moment created a feeling of fear, of worry, of the what ifs, right? So those are negative feelings. And so in that moment, I identified, oh, I feel this way. There's an intrusive thought that is trying to steal, kill, and destroy my joy and my peace. And I need to take it captive. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali. Something that is very near and dear to my heart is talking about hormonal health on this podcast. I remember the first time I got my period, it was right before leaving for figure skating practice, and let me tell you, everything about it was miserable. I bawled my eyes out the entire car ride wondering if I would ever stop feeling like this. Okay, a little dramatic, I know, but I felt similar emotions last year when I continued to struggle with hormonal acne, up and down moods, and painful periods. After doing lots of research, I realized as women, we are never taught in school that painful periods aren't normal. In fact, your body could be signaling to you that your hormone levels are off and need some support. That's where Hormone Harmony steps in. Hormone Harmony is your complete natural hormone support for women that adapts to the body's unique needs and can help maintain optimal hormone levels, relieve occasional bloating and mild mood swings, while improving sleep quality and supporting weight management. Trusted by over 1.2 million customers, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Have you ever heard of maca root extract? I've loved maca for a while now because it has been shown to provide sustained energy, relieve mild mood swings, and support a healthy desire and drive. Okay, what about ashwagandha extract? This ingredient in Hormone Harmony has been shown to help the body adapt to stress and support cortisol levels, which is so key the week before your period. Another ingredient that really sticks out to me is chaste treeberry extract, which has been shown to relieve monthly symptoms of PMS like bloating, cramps, acne, breast tenderness, and the pre-period sad girl hour that we probably already all know at this point. And the biggest benefit of taking Hormone Harmony, in over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, feeling like myself again is what women mentioned over and over. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So the first step is to identify the image that comes into your mind that is from the enemy. And what's important about this, it takes practice, right? Sometimes we'll live our lives genuinely having no idea that we are experiencing intrusive thoughts. We just can write them off as ourselves. Oh yeah, like that's me. I think those things. When our mind is a battlefield, we are mind, body, and spirit. Body, mind, spirit. The way that God communicates to us is in our spirit. That's where the Holy Spirit is. It's us, all spiritual realm, right? When he communicates to us, those words, Rhema words is what it's called, spoken words of God or active words of God. I forget the definition. Anyways, they go into our mind, which is where we process them. So if you... One of my favorite ways to identify, I have a whole podcast, by the way, on how to hear the Lord's voice. If you're like wanting more of this, just search how to hear the Lord's voice in the podcast search bar and you should be able to find it. I can also link it below so you have a little access link. But the thing is, God is the opposite of the enemy. So God is love. He is life-giving, light-giving. So a really simple way that has helped me with distinguishing what am I hearing is just making it simple. Is it life-giving? Is it making me feel better? Or is it making me feel worse? If it makes you feel better, those thoughts are probably from the Lord. If it makes you feel worse, they're from the enemy. Okay, but how do I know if it's me thinking these things? Something that I'm still learning this, to be completely honest. I'm still practicing this and getting better at it. It's literally just takes practice and work. Like any skill in life, you just have to refine it. I will say, typically when it's me thinking, it is very much logical thought. It is like, what does my flesh want to do? It's maybe I'm hungry, maybe I'm sleepy, maybe I want to go shopping. Like, it, these things God can call us to do, by the way. But I, for the sake of this episode, let's just keep it simple and really focus on the enemy's voice and God's voice. And whether it's you or God, listen to the other episode. And I feel like I explain it pretty well in that episode. But like, and I talk about how you can distinguish if it's you or God as well. So like, one way is testing it against scripture. Like, would God in the Bible say these things? Anyways, aside from the point, to keep it easy today, just focus on what is negative, what's positive in your mind. Cool? Okay. So anyways, that was a little ramble tangent. But when it's, so it's interesting, and this has been proven by science, but when you, sometimes when you have negative thoughts come up, and these are intrusive thoughts, and you don't take them captive, they can manifest themselves physically. So for example, chronic lower back pain that just pops up out of nowhere, that can be a spiritual thing. That can come from having a lot of anger or come from having a lot of pressure on yourself to perform. Different things can cause physical manifestations. You know, when, think about like an eye twitch, for example. Sometimes an eye twitch can come because you're not sleeping enough, or maybe it's because you're stressed or anxious. Those things manifest themselves if they're not taken care of. And I like to think of physical manifestations as a signal on the car, just showing you that something's off. This can show you if there is an intrusive thought that you didn't take captive and it turned into a stronghold. Okay, what is a stronghold? I like to think of a stronghold as, let's say, like a sandcastle, for example. If you put a first layer of sand down, you may not see a difference. You may not notice it at all. But as you keep pouring more sand and adding and stacking, it's going to start to grow taller, right? So think of this like a stronghold. As more lies come in and you don't take them captive and you place them in your identity and you believe them as true, they're going to start to build and build and build. And before you know it, they've become stronger. They've become more oppression. And they're causing not so great things in your life, like maybe just constant fear or worry or whatever it is. Like, that's just how strongholds can operate. And it's nothing to be scared of, because it's a beautiful thing is we can truly, truly break these things down. And it's not that hard. So let's dive a little bit further into the next step here. Once you've identified the image that comes into your mind, say out loud, and there's no cookie cutter way to do this, but this is just what I have been doing personally, and it's been great. I recognize this image in my mind showing blank, trying to cause me to feel blank, and I command it to leave my mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of the Lamb over my mind. And whatever else you feel prompted to add, go for it. But the important thing here in step number two is to bring the darkness to the light. Where there is light, there cannot be darkness. So once you expose this intrusive thought, that is when it gets weak. And that is when it is not able to operate in your mind the same way. And sometimes I'll speak it out loud. Maybe I'll tell someone about it. Like, whatever it is, I just want to get it out. I want to get it out in the open, and I don't want it in me anymore, tormenting me. So then step number three is to speak the truth of the Lord out loud, aka the opposite of the intrusive thought. So for example, let's go back to the ultrasound intrusive thought that I experienced. The truth, and I like to ask the Lord in this step, is to show me, God, show me the truth. What is true about this situation? Oftentimes, something will pop into my mind that is like, it's God. It's uplifting. It's encouraging. It's a spontaneous thought out of nowhere. And in this case, I remembered that we've had prophecy over our baby, that the baby is going to be completely healthy when it's born. Baby's healthy. So just speaking out loud, like identifying the thought, commanding it to leave, and then saying, in the name of Jesus, this baby is completely healthy, head to toe. Everything is working perfectly. The Lord has designed it perfectly. Just speak it out. Speak out the truth. Say it with some empowerment. And if you still feel any weird ick, revisit it. Ask the Lord to show you, okay, what is left? Where did this start? And repeat the process as much as you need. Because sometimes there can be multiple thoughts. Like literally right before recording the podcast, I felt so sad out of nowhere. And I was like, I feel like I just need to cry. And I asked the Lord to show me like where, and I started having a lot of intrusive thoughts. And I was like, Lord, like where did this start? And he showed me some things that I was believing. He showed me some judgments that I had made. And like, God will show you things when you ask him and when you take time to listen to his voice. Like I said, hearing his voice, it is a refining practice. I have been practicing this now for months. And sometimes I'm like, God, is this you? Am I hearing you correctly? It just takes practice. So I encourage you, if you've been like, I don't even know if I hear God's voice, listen to the hearing God's voice episode. If you have more questions, ask me. But ultimately, like, you can always ask the Lord. He wants to have a relationship with you. And just asking him to even show you, just like, be like, God, can you pop, like, will you pop into my mind what is causing me to not hear your voice clearly? And maybe you'll just have something pop up, like an impression, or like in your mind, let's say an image of you scrolling on social media, for example. Like, that could be a reason why you're not hearing his voice, is because you're not making time to sit in stillness and you're just consuming a lot. I know for me, that's happened a lot in my life before. It could be things like that. So that being said, this is a three-step process to how to take authority against intrusive thoughts, aka silencing that inner mean girl. I literally refer to the enemy's voice as mean girl chatter, because it's literally the mean girl in school. Like that one girl trying to start gossip and cause rivalries and break up friend groups out of jealousy. That's literally what it is. The enemy wants you to be as far away from God as possible. He wants to separate you. He wants to separate you from the flock of sheep. I mean, the Lord's our shepherd. And he wants to bring you into darkness by yourself. And in doing that, he wants to do anything and everything to get you to believe lies about God and to be mad at God. So That being said, that's why it's important to be on guard of our minds, because knowing that the enemy is trying to do that, we have authority over it. We don't have to let him do that. We can be like, go, bye, Satan, get behind me, like, leave me alone. And it's beautiful. And there's so much peace with that. And this has helped me so much this past week. So I hope it helps you. Once again, let me know if you have any questions about this. And I hope you love this little episode on all things intrusive thoughts. But I will be praying for you, praying that nothing will touch your mind in Jesus' name. And that you will be empowered and feel confident in Jesus and feel his love so deeply and strongly. And I don't know why I'm feeling prompted to say this, but if you've been feeling just like resistant toward God, maybe hearing me talk about God on the podcast just like brings things up, that kind of like uncomfortable, like just like edginess, maybe there is some tension or maybe there is some anger you have towards God that needs to be resolved. I know I had a lot of anger towards God. I had anger, specifically that anger was rooted in the church, anger towards the church and church hurt. So if you ever feel like angry at God or like just not wanting to spend time with him, I really encourage you to dive into that further and see where that started. And once again, work through it. You can use this 3-step process. Just like really get real with God and work on that relationship. Because that is a real thing. I have struggled in the past with being angry at God, angry at the church, feeling rejected by the church, rejected by God, all those things. But just remember that God is not the same as the church. And I did not realize that. I kind of meshed the two into one thing in my mind. He's totally different. We are the church. We are the church body. So anyone who's a believer is labeled as a church. Where God is different. And the church is imperfect, full of imperfect people. And imperfect people mess up. They're not always on their A game. They're not always acting like Jesus. But just remember that they're not the same as Jesus and God. So that helped me a lot. And I hope it helps whoever needed to hear that. But that being said, I hope you love the podcast. I will see you next week. Keep being amazing. Keep shining. And I know God has big plans for you and he loves you so deeply. Also, if you love the podcast, tag us in your stories on Instagram at HealthyBeHumanPod. And also leave a rating if you love the show. It helps a lot. It helps us reach more people around the world and spread lots of love into this world. All right, I'll see you next week. Have the best day and stay healthy, be human. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.